UFP, the United Federation of Podcasts.
Welcome to Franchise Fatigue, the little podcast on the United Federation of Podcast Network, where our hosts go through movies, remakes, and sequels. I'm your host, Brandon Shea Mutella. Joining me, as always, is my ever-constant ghost-faced companion, Zach Moore.
Hello, Zachy.
Hello, Brandon. Do you like scary movies?
Love them. You know what? One of my favorite franchises is Scream.
One of my favorite franchises is Stab.
Ooh, nice. Excellent.
We should cover Stab in the next
We should cover the eight Stab films, although the last one kind of goes off the rails.
You know, something we didn't mention in the Scream 5, as we're going to call it, conversations. I really like Roger L. Jackson, like his first phone call in that opening sequence, he starts out like kind of normal, and then he slowly turns into like Ghostface, where he's like, you know, I heard you like scary movies. And I'm like, oh, it's the voice! You know, so that's some good stuff right there. He's a great, I don't know if he's in anything else, but good for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I wonder if we could, I could look it up right now while we're sitting here chatting and whatnot. What's his name?
Roger Jackson.
Roger Jackson. He's the voice. Oh, my goodness. He's in a lot. He's in 20 films.
Really?
He's in Titan A.E. I don't know which voice he did. He's in, The Chronicles of Riddick Dark Fury. So lots of, like, voice work stuff.
Okay.
Lots of animation
that makes
stuff
sense.
Here and whatnot. Kind of looks like Guillermo del Toro a little bit.
Yeah, he's got that vibe. Yeah, got that vibe. You would never guess this guy was Ghostface.
That's funny. Awesome. Excellent. Well, we're here to do our recap of the Scream franchise because you never know, like, what would we want to happen if they'd made a Scream 6? Not like that's going to happen or anything.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
Who knows? As they've already announced, we do know that we're getting a Scream 6.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to call it?
Scream.
Scream...
Scream Kills.
Scream Kills. I love it. Scream Kills.
And then Scream Ends after that.
Would you like better, Scream 5 or Halloween Kills?
Ooh, I would say Halloween Kills.
Yeah, me too. You know what? I think Halloween Kills is going to hold up because, you know, I've watched it a couple of times now, and it's my opinion of it has gone up, actually, like, with every viewing of that one. So
Evil Dies Tonight, Brandon.
Evil Dies some night, maybe not tonight. But
Halloween Kills, like I enjoyed it quite a bit, not as much as you or Marcelo. You guys both really like loved it. I enjoyed it quite a bit, and I've seen a lot of people who don't like it, and I do see their issues with it, but I still like it. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I guess that is what is called confidence in your film preferences to be like, yeah, sure, there's some issues with it, but I still like it. You know, so Evil Dies Tonight is like people say that like that's like. Like incessant and annoying and over the top, but I don't know, I kind of like it. Like that's how that's like a catchphrase now from that from that movie.
That's toxic positivity. Take
toxic
your toxic
positivity
out of here. Anyways, right on. Okay, so let's get into our discussion here. Let's start with our rankings and whatnot. So I'm gonna guess your if I see if I can remember your ratings.
We're gonna play a game, Brandon.
We're gonna play a game. What's your favorite Screamy movie? I think your first one is your first one. I think Scream 1 is your favorite.
Incorrect.
Oh, it is actually Scream 4, is it?
That's right.
Wow. Okay, so Scream 4 with 5 stars.
We're gonna play a bonus round. Did you lock the door in time for me to sneak in or not?
Yes. Scream followed by Scream 1.
That's correct.
Followed by Scream 2.
That's correct.
Followed by Scream 5, and then Scream 3.
That is correct.
Okay. And you were, what, 5 stars, 5 stars, 4 stars, 3.5 stars, 3 stars?
I was 5, 5, 5, 3.5, and 3. I really like Scream 2.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay, so your time to guess mine here.
So, original Scream.
Mm-hmm.
Scream 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Scream 3?
No.
Okay. Scream 4?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew you liked Scream 3 more than me. I just forgot how much. And then, so Scream 2 is last for you.
Yeah. So 1, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay.
So that's my order. And then the first one's 5 stars, and the rest of them I gave 4 stars.
Okay, this is strong. This is a strong franchise, my friends. Well, this is it like, is. I think the obvious weak one for me is Scream 3, and the apparently for you the obvious weak one is Scream 2. And you still gave that 4 out of 5.
I still gave it 4 because it's still a fun movie. It's
Man, really I mean, you know movie. Horror franchises more than me, but I mean, is this the best horror franchise?
I don't know. Children of the Corn, man.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Just consistency and quality wise.
Yeah, this is definitely like for consistency. Absolutely.
I mean, even at Scream 5, they were like, you know what the problem with these other franchises, with the Stab franchise is? Like, there's no Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees. It always has to be you, Sydney. And like, that's, I think the strength of this is you have the same returning cast of characters as opposed to like the monster or the villain or whatever, right?
So. Yeah. See, it's tough. Like, when you get to 5, this is definitely the strongest. Like, for Friday the 13th, I think the first 4 are extremely strong. I think 5 is very weak, but then they bring it back around with 6. I think 6 is the best of the original movies, you know, Friday the 13th part 6. And then if you look at the first 5 Nightmare on Elm Streets, I'm not a big fan of number 5. I think number 5 is pretty weak, right? But the first 4 are pretty good, you know? And I guess with Halloween, I mean, I think both number 4 and number 5 are pretty weak for Halloween, right? So, and then, you know, pick and choose whether or not you like 3 or not, right? It's also a weird one in the franchise. So even if you don't consider it, Halloween 6 is kind of weak too.
Yeah. So. Different versions of that and all of that. There's just a lot of, there just seems to be a lot of baggage with a lot of these other horror movies of like production or whatever, right? I mean, this one's like pretty straightforward and pretty straight through. And like the fact that you had at least 3 of the strong characters come through so far in the franchise, and these are like name actors doing other things too. They're not just like, oh, it's the guy from whatever, right? It's like, no, the Courtney Cox like does other stuff, Neve Campbell, even David Arquette, like these are named actors and actresses, not just coming back because like, well, I guess they ran out of rerun money, they had to come cash in on Scream, you know, they didn't need to keep coming back. So I think that's a strength. So anyway, I just talking about these rankings and these ratings, like for all the franchises we've done, this has to be one of the most consistently good ones. So
yeah, I would agree with that for sure. Well, why don't we go into a couple of things here? So who's your favorite main character?
Favorite main character, I mean, it has to be Sydney.
Yeah, it's good.
Sydney is my favorite final girl now as well, like in these things. Okay. I mean, I just think she's really, And you know what, to me, that is why, Scream 5 and Scream 3 are probably lowest. That's a factor on my list because she is not in those as much, especially Scream 3. but she's an integral character in 4 and in 1 and 2, obviously. So that's another edge that those have over the top half of the list versus the bottom of my list, because she's such a great character, and I like it when she's, you know, at the center of things.
That's fair, yeah. I would definitely say her as well. I don't know if she's my favorite final girl, but she's a good one. I like her growth as a character. I like how she gets stronger, you know, throughout the run of them till like this last film when she's basically on the attack. So I like that growth for the character, and I find it believable.
Yeah, like Laurie Strode is like an excellent final girl in the first Halloween, and then in Halloween 2, not quite as strong a character that time around. So
yeah, excellent. Okay, so who's your favorite killer, and why is it Roman from Scream 3?
Yeah, so Roman from Scream 3 is by far my least favorite killer. Like, there is no comfort. Like, he's just the worst. I got to go with Jill from Scream 4, and I think that's the reason why that's my top, because I just, of all the motivations, to me, that is the most compelling and, like, makes, like, the most sense to go from, like, the leaping from, like, I'm frustrated teenager to I'm a serial killer now, with all the past and all the things that have happened. And of course, she wouldn't exist without some of those other killers. But to me, that's such a great twist, because I think she's framed as the new main character. And to have her be the villain is such a great twist. And it doesn't feel like just a gimmick. Like, it totally like her being the killer makes everything fall into place. And it's a great, great actress, great performance. Emma Roberts.
Yeah.
So that's why she's my favorite. What about you?
You know, I hate to say it, man, but I'm probably going to agree with you on that one there.
You hate to say it, but you agree with me.
I hate to agree with you, man, because you're usually so wrong. But I would agree with everything you said. Like, it is a very believable motivation. It was a very current and topical and ahead of it, the game motivation for the killer in that one there. Right. So I don't know, like, as well, it's not my favorite, and it's, you know, it's right in the middle for me, right? It was my second favorite up until the new Scream, right? So, you know, Scream 4 is a very good movie. I like it a lot.
Who's your second favorite killer then, since we both agreed?
Probably the two from the first one.
Yeah, definitely. And I would even say Stu's better than Billy.
Yes.
Because it's just the insane performance.
I'm going to be so mad.
Did you really call the cops?
Oh, man. Just his acting choices put him over the top.
That's why I'm going to be so excited for him to come back in Scream 6. We're going to will this into existence. So, well, yeah. Brendan, I have a question for you then. Okay. Who's your favorite supporting character then of these movies?
Even a
one-off, you know, or even somebody who's in a couple movies. So,
okay, I kind of got to think about this. I think so.
It's easy for me. I can go first.
You go first.
To me, it's Randy. Definitely Randy. Yeah. Like Jamie Kennedy, like he has an energy to him, and I've said this many times. You know, your mileage may vary on him, but I think he fits this franchise very well, and he's a really enjoyable, like meta knowledgeable character, like the expert. You know, the expert character in these, and up until Dewey's death in 5, like his death was like the most like shocking, like oh my god, like you know, mm-hmm. in Scream 2, because you're like, man, no one is safe, right? Yeah. And he was never really like a true suspect, like in Scream 1, like, well, you know a lot about this stuff, but like after that, like you never thought he was one of the killers. But I see myself in that character. That's probably why I like him the best.
My favorite appearance of him was definitely the third one. Because
you like
this
videotape?
I love the videotape okay. one because he's like, you know, he's like, I'm probably going to be dead. And just in case I am dead, here's this. Definitely shouldn't have had sex with that woman in the porno section of the video rental store. Right. You know, because that's what made me a candidate for death and whatnot. I don't know. I just thought it was fun. So, you know.
So then is he your favorite supporting character?
Yeah. Too? Yeah. I'm going to have to say for that. If I had to go with another one, though, I would probably go with Parker Posey in number 3.
Okay. You and your love for 3 all over the place here. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked Parker Posey. You know, it's funny. Like, I don't really like Parker Posey, but there's a couple of good performances. Like, she's awesome as Dr. Smith in the new Lost in Space. And I think she did a really good job of playing, like, an over-the-top version of Gale Weathers in... for the Stab 7 or whatever it was there, Stab 3, whatever it was they were making at the time.
Okay.
So I think she did good. So she'd probably be my second favorite.
Okay. Well, then do you have a favorite kill of the franchise, Brendan?
Yeah, but it's in the TV series.
That doesn't count. Then. Yeah, I think, honestly, I agree with you. Both those kills, and if you guys know what we're talking about, go watch the TV series. The most insane... And we've only, as of this recording, we've both only seen the first season. Most insane... Oh my God! Kills are in the TV show, but in the movies, then do you have a favorite?
I'd probably have to go with Wes's kill. I liked how the knife went through like just the side of his throat. You know, it was just a unique way to have a character stabbed slowly through the throat, off to the side.
God, there's so many. Mm-hmm. In this, the sequence that comes to mind for me is probably just the beginning of Scream 2, mm-hmm. where it's like stabbed in the ear.
Oh, that's so good too.
Through the bathroom stall, then taking the mask and the clothes and the jacket and impersonating the guy, and then killing the girlfriend. Like that just 1-2 punch right there, and everything that surrounds it. Yeah,
I got to change mine. It's got to be Casey in the first one. The opening kill.
Because that sets the tone for everything. Huh?
That sets the tone for everything here. You know what? I'm stupid. Wes's kill's good, but definitely it doesn't top Casey's. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a like that is the template, right? So it's such a slam dunk answer. But you know, we all have so many answers to these questions. It shows you what a fun franchise this is. But so, and I guess the last question would be, where do you want to see this franchise go in the future, assuming there's any more?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a TV show. I don't know, Brendan. You tell me.
There's a TV show. I think that, I don't know. See, that's a tough one here because now we know something's coming. We know there's going to be another one, right? So where do we want this to go? I think that Sam Loomis has to, well, not Sam Carpenter, I guess is her name, right?
Yeah,
has
to be. Did we mention that the last time? Yeah, that's another horror
her last name's
reference.
Carpenter.
Yeah.
I think she's got to be the killer in the next one. Like, I think they've got to continue on with that Billy Loomis.
You want more CGI
psychosis?
Skeet Ulrich.
More Skeet Ulrich. We don't get.
You know what
Skeet
he really is? Honestly, he is. I know you're not like Mr. Comic Book Movie, but I think you've seen the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy.
Yes.
So he's kind of like Willem Dafoe talking to James Franco in those movies, like Adventure, right?
Yes.
He could go that direction.
He's like Prime Archer talking to Mirror Archer in yes. Mirror Darkly.
There it is. our standard deep cut Star Trek reference there.
Yes. So I don't know. Like, I don't know that they necessarily need to bring back Skeet Ulrich for the next one, but I think that she's got to be the killer in the next one. So
okay.
And I'm okay if Sydney doesn't come back. I'm okay if Gail doesn't come back.
I am 1,000% okay with if Gail doesn't come back because, I mean, Courtney Cox and her character is kind of played out, honestly. Like I said in our last discussion, like I want Sydney to be in it, and then I want like her first scene is like she's reading the book that Gail wrote about Dewey, picks mm-hmm. up the phone, and it's somebody like there's another killer. Like, but now there's not even a sheriff that we know anymore. Everybody they have to bring back the Asian deputy, right? That's the guy you see mm-hmm. you saw the most that would have survived. I guess he's the sheriff now, maybe perhaps. Because both, you know, Hicks is dead, right? And then mm-hmm. of course Dewey's dead. So who I don't know who we call Sydney. I think you need Sydney again. Like just to keep it going.
Okay.
And I'm gonna keep saying it. You didn't bring back Matthew Lillard. You know, he was pull of Michael Myers. He was in a coma for 20 years. And the thing is they were actually gonna do that. That's why I keep going back. In Stream 3 they were gonna do that. And I think that's why I keep coming back to that. And I think that's another way you can because they're like it always ties back to the past, right? So I think that's a way to do it. I don't know if it's I don't know how they would do it, but I think that would be an interesting way to do it because you're kind of running out of like unless you make Sam from this movie like the killer, but then like who is she killing and what's the multiple killers with multiple motivations?
Yeah,
Ghostface going after each other, Brandon.
Oh Jesus! Goodness. I think that it's kind of getting tiresome with Sydney being in the mall. It's starting to get unbelievable that this is now like the sixth time that she's involved in this type of killing. I think it's just a bit too much. So I think it's starting to push in the borders of believability.
Well, bring her in as a consultant.
Consultant.
I think they need to move past the movie stuff.
What do you mean by move past the movie stuff?
Because like so many of the killings now are like revolving around the fact that they made movies out of these killings.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't like say they stopped making stab movies. You know what I mean? Because even Gail's like, these people are going to die in anonymity, right? So they don't want to make a movie about what happened there. I don't know. There's lots of they keep proving and they come up with creative stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm very interested to see where they go. Even though I didn't love the last one as much as you, I did enjoy it. So I'm on board for the next one that is coming in the next couple of years.
That is coming. So excellent. Right on. Okay, guys. Well, why don't you tell us what you think? So send us an email.
Yeah.
You know,
comment on our, you know, everybody go sign up for Letterboxd and make a list. Those are always fun. We enjoy that. And it's good stuff. And hey, Brandon, thank you for introducing me to this franchise. This is probably my favorite horror franchise now. So
I love it. I'm glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that.
Just like I introduced you to Blade, and that's now your favorite superhero franchise.
Well, you know what? You might introduce me to some baseball movies that I might be liking.
That's right. Also, Blade is in those too. I just want to point out that... that our regular in-joke used to be like, did you know that Temple of Doom was a prequel? And now our regular joke seems to be that Brandon just doesn't like Blade. So yes. That seems to be the new running joke for a while on this podcast. But yes, we're gonna follow up Scream with Major League because it is baseball season. Assuming there's a strike right now for Major League Baseball, assuming that's over, there will be a baseball season. We'll find. We're recording this in advance, so that hopefully it'll be over by the time you're listening to this, and there'll be a baseball season, and that is why we're talking about Major League. Yes, there's a trilogy, and yes, we're talking about all of them. So
okay, excellent. Right. Well, I hope you're going to talk about it. I mean, because I just watched it here the other day, and is this an invented baseball team? Do you want to address that in the trivia for the movie?
Oh, the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll discuss their name in our let's save that for that discussion.
Okay, Friday. Sounds good. So, sounds good. Excellent. Yeah. Right on. Excellent. So until next time when we cover Major League with special guest Lance Laster. Goodbye, Sydney.
Batter up.
This has been a production of MTMR Media Works.